The fourth component is accuracy. Remember, the purpose of a data quality plan is to achieve data in the HMIS that is the best possible representation of reality as it relates to persons who are homeless or at risk of homelessness and the programs that serve them. There are several concepts that apply to accuracy. Truthfulness by the clients, accuracy of the data collected by staff, and accuracy of the data entered into the system by staff. You don't have control over how truthful the information from the client is. Therefore, accuracy is best handled through policies and procedures around the consistency of actual collection and entry of data, which you do have control over. How the question is asked, how the question and allowable answers are understood by the intake and data entry personnel, consistency of data entry protocols and expectations, including methods for resolving questions, intake worker and data entry person interactions. When data is entered, consistency in intake forms, regular training on data elements and definitions, and access to additional data sources that can validate information. Most of these things are handled through regular trainings for staff. COCs can provide guidance on how to ask the questions, test staff to ensure they understand the questions and possible answers, or have programs use identical or very similar intake forms. Another method to ensure accuracy is to compare records in the HMIS to paper records or the records of another provider whose information may be considered more accurate. For instance, a social security number that is in question may be compared to a paper case file or an SSI benefit application where the data is perceived to be more accurate.